out at Inverleigh Reserve yesterday. No crowds, and unfortunately, they didn't get to see their beloved Hawks, the Inverleigh fans, sew up the minor premiership and guarantee they'll start their finals campaign from the second semi-final. I don't think that worries their coach, Adam Donoghue, too much. I think he's just glad to know that they'll get a week off going into a game that can put them straight into a grand final. He's been good enough to join us. Buck, firstly, congratulations on wrapping up the minor premiership. It must be a good feeling to have that locked away.
Yeah, it is, Kingy. Thanks for having me again. It's really pleasing. I said when we were walking off yesterday, got the group in just before we sung the song, I said, just make sure you sing it with a bit of gusto because we've just sewn up minor premiership. And, yeah, obviously it's only a small sample size of what we really want to achieve. But to be 12 and zip, you couldn't ask for a better start, really. And yesterday was a really complete performance, really. I've already done the review and selection's going to be very difficult on Tuesday night.
Yep. You started off a little bit slow. They got a goal out in front of you, but from there on you really controlled the game. I think 12 goals to 3 from that point on.
Yeah, we did. There was a little bit of a breeze in the first half, so I think they were sort of kicking with it slightly. But, yeah, we haven't really... I don't know. I guess it takes us a bit to get going some games and... You know, I didn't think we were poor yesterday. They had come out to play a little bit. And I guess when you're playing the top team, you have to, when it's 0-0, you have to give all your effort. And Thompson did that, but we sort of, in the second quarter, got on top of them and then just kept sort of running away with the game. So no, it was a really pleasing performance all around for us.
As I touched on at the top, no fans. Can you just explain that to us? I suspect that would, for you, have been a very bizarre scenario.
Yeah, it was weird not seeing all the old boys with the fire up behind the goals there. It certainly was strange. There was a little bit of an echo going around when you sort of celebrated the goal. But, look, we're just happy to be back playing, really. And I understand the fans probably a bit frustrated. But if you had told me this time last week that we were going to play 7 days later, I would have laughed at you. So the guys are just happy being back. And I'm sure a few guys will pull up sore. So, it was pretty strange, but... Like I said, when you're out there playing, you don't sort of really recognise you in the battle and just trying to get the footy and win the game of footy.
Yep. On a personal note, you've cracked the half ton. You and Lucas Anderson from Torquay, the first to do it. He needed 13 to get to 56. He's actually gone past you for total for the season, but you kicked your 50th early in the game.
Yeah, about 2 minutes in, mate, so I reckon I might have beat him. Yeah. He's obviously not all about the goals, but you know I think I had 4 up until half time, and didn't do much after half time. But like I've said before, it's the work that's getting done up the field. I'm getting some really good delivery, and I can't really claim all the goals myself. It's a team effort, and I'm just the one that's actually getting them at the moment. But there's other guys. Yesterday, I think Casey Mann kicked 3, 5, or 3, 6 as well, so he could have kicked a few. And we had some other guys. I think we kicked 14 goals for 14. So. That probably just says the 2 weeks off didn't really help without touching the footies, but hopefully we can clean that side of it up in the next couple of weeks.
Yep. You finish off with Corio. Now, they might sit 1-11, but they've actually scared some teams once again yesterday. I know that the margin was 10 goals, but I think they're only trailing east by a goal early in the last quarter before being overrun. Bannockburn, Werribee Centrals have all had issues with them. They're no pushover next week. It's actually going to be a good little good little hit out for your boys.
Yeah, certainly. Well, I've been watching Cry with a bit of interest, and I don't think anyone could be more impressed with how they're going about it from where they've come from, you know, from 2019. So, their first halves, particularly, as you said, v. Werribee and v. Who was the other one?
Bannockburn.
Yeah, I think they were in front at half time in both of those games. So, I said that to the guys after the game, and we have to come with the right attitude because, one, we've got selection headaches, so we can't afford to be dropping the ball. And, two, their first halves have been really good for a fair chunk of the year, and they're obviously probably just dropping away a little bit in the second half. But, if we can go out there and be 3 or 4 goals up at half-time based on previous form, you'd probably be happy with that. So we'll come prepared. And we've only got 2 weeks in a bye, so we can't afford to be going out there and just going out there and doing whatever. We need to make sure we're trying to play the way that we want to play going into finals.
Yep. Yeah, you had a couple missing yesterday. Among them, Dalton Grundle didn't play. Can you just give us an update on how he's tracking?
He should be right for next week. So he trained on Thursday, and he was running around. He was flying. He could just feel that hit, so he just basically said another week. So he should be definitely right for this week. And who are the others? There's a couple others. Louis Haygarth had a bit of a cold, and obviously with COVID,
yep.
He's gone and got his test and come back negative. He just didn't want to risk that being a bit under the weather. And
yep.
Pete Plummer's had a bit of a knee soreness, which he should be sorted for next week. So, yeah, we've got to try and get three blokes in, and no one deserves to go out, and I don't really think we had an injury either. So, like I said at the start of this chat, the Tuesday night one's probably going to be the hardest one I've had for my time at Inverleigh.
Yeah, and you've got good depth as well, haven't you? Like, your twos are going okay as well, and you've got availability. It's probably a blessing, but it's also a curse in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we do have great depth, and our twos had a massive game yesterday. I think they beat Thompson and pretty much a game and percentage clear, so they might still need to win the last game, but it does look like they'll finish top as well, which is really important, because that first week you want to train as a group of 50 or 55, have a good blowout, bit of match sim. It's pretty hard to train and play any match sim with 22 guys if the seniors, if the reserves only finish second. So, and the other thing is, over the 2 weeks, I gave them all running programs and stuff, and 55-ish blokes on the list, and every single one of them did every one of the running programs. So there's a lot of buy-in at our club at the moment, which is makes it easier for us, and everyone just wants to be a part of hopefully what's going to be a successful year.
Yep, absolutely. Just one bloke I want to ask you about. Fantastic to see Dean Muir running around and getting himself, you know, into some good form.
Yeah, it is. He's been building, and he was probably the angriest out of the lot that when we shut down. He had 3 weeks, and his third game, which was the last game we played before the lockdown, he was starting to build. He's been trying to work really hard on his diet and his fitness, and he just a bit frustrated at that, because he was the one that probably needed to keep playing. But he got a chance in the midfield yesterday with Dalton out and did pretty well. Had a fair chunk of the ball. His desperation is the one thing that stands out. He can be 2v1, 3v1, and sometimes just win the contest just from pure will. So it is good to see him out running around. He's enjoying himself, and he's also very knowledgeable, and gives us coaches a hand. He was doing the midfield stuff when he wasn't playing as well. So, yeah, he's a very good person to have around the footy club.
Yeah, absolutely. Buck, well done. Congratulations. Minor premiership sewn up. 50 goals for you. It's all looking really good now for Inverleigh. You can turn your focus to having a crack at winning the club's first flag since 1992. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Kingy. No worries.